Joining us this morning, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder is here. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing good. Well, getting ready for the snow.
I know, right? Everybody's preparing for the winter storm, which we'll chat about in just a second. But first, Sheriff, we were just talking about this. Pueblo last night, Denver Monday, you guys Friday, these intense, crazy chases.
And that doesn't take into account all of the ones that we don't chase, that where we actually kill the pursuit. We stop before it even gets started because there's not enough reason to pursue. But these ones with dangerous criminals seem to be popping up more and more often anymore. And here you go, three in the last, what?
Four or five days.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you could, Sheriff, please walk us through what happened on Friday. I know you can't, you know, say all the details,
right. But
these suspects were wanted felons, correct?
They were wanted. We were investigating them for a string of very, very serious felonies, including a couple of armed robberies where they stole vehicles, where they have been engaged in a number of other criminal activity. And so we'd been watching them. We'd been trying to catch up with them. We had been looking for them the other day to make an arrest. When they were spotted drilling holes in gas tanks to siphon out gas, as we started to approach, they take off and a pursuit ensued. It gets to the point where at some point we've got to do what we can to stop dangerous criminals from running from the police,
right?
As opposed to stopping a pursuit for a traffic violation or minor crimes. This was one of those ones that reached that threshold. We knew that we were going to have to take some form of intervention.
Yeah.
We tried that two or three different times before they were finally stopped.
And, of course, there were some wrecks involved with that, some crashes. Right. Were some injuries involved as well with some people?
There were minor injuries. One of our deputies got transported to the hospital, but to be checked out, he was released later that afternoon. And most of the serious collisions were with our vehicles. There were a couple of vehicles that were hit that were also damaged, and it's unfortunate. The question is, though, if we don't pursue them and we let serious felons run through the neighborhoods, what other damage or what other issues can they cause? And you got to be the police.
Well, and you and I were also talking about this before we came on. And it seems it's happening with a lot of departments across the country having to review pursuit policies.
Exactly.
Right. Same with El Paso County Sheriff's Office.
Right. We've done that. And we issued we have our policy in place on what to do in pursuits. But we issued an interim directive back in March, April timeframe that closely or more closely clarified the issues. And we defined it that if there is not reasonable suspicion to believe that they are committing serious criminal activity, then don't pursue. What the problem is that sends a message to our community that if you don't want to stop because of a traffic stop, which oddly enough happens almost every day, people just don't stop.
They drive they're off. Like, see ya.
then not to pursue, not to create those issues.
And it does seem like you said, even just for a traffic stop, a lot of folks not stopping.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's becoming a everyday, like, I'm not going to stop.
Exactly.
And I think in some cases, it seems like some folks like, well, if I'm in my driveway now, I've driven to my driveway, you can't do anything. Well, that's just not,
Or you get the motorcycle going down Academy that you try to pull over and, they'll do a wheelie and drive off at 100 miles an hour or down Powers. People that just don't want to stop. So they'll take off, run a couple of red lights. It's just not worth the pursuit at that point.
And like we kind of mentioned earlier, Sheriff, so are a lot of, like, with CSPD and stuff like that, which is an agency you guys work closely with, is that kind of the same thought process for the policy for pursuits with that as well?
Yes.
I mean, having to change public safety far more important in most cases than...
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. And you're seeing that across the country as well.
Now, I know, and what is this system called? And I know it's probably very expensive, but I know a lot of people have asked you, Sheriff, well... Deploy a drone.
Right.
Why don't you track him that way? That's just not possible, is it?
In the last couple of weeks, I've heard, why don't we deploy drones and just follow him with a drone? Well, that's, A, we don't have drones that can do that. B, they've got to stay in the line of sight. Why don't we use an electronic device to kill the car? I'm not aware of such a device. There's a couple of deals out there. One is called Star Tracker or Star Chase, I think, and you have to fire a device that sticks to the car that you're pursuing that requires that you get real close.
Yeah, the deputy, right, the following day would have to get super close.
Yeah,
to...
and at, you know, at 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, that's a little difficult to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to weigh through all of those options and see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, quite a crazy chase for everybody.
Yeah, how about we just respect the law stop?
Right, absolutely. Okay, you have time to stick around for another break?
I do.
Okay, we'll have more with El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder next on KRDO's Morning News. This morning, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder is here. And Sheriff, we've talked about it frequently because it is a major issue. It is the jail overpopulation issue.
Yep.
You and staff have been working very hard to get those numbers down, having to kind of look at stuff and go, okay, do we keep them? Do we release? I mean, it's really lots right. of had to go into this.
Right. We've been working real hard with the commissioners, with the courts. In fact, I've got another meeting tomorrow afternoon with the chief judge on some of the other issues, but we're working real hard to try and lower the numbers in the jail. You know, you will remember that this time last year we were hitting record numbers routinely, over 1,700, at one point over 1,800. Today there is 1,550 inmates in the jail. That's the good news. The bad news is there's over 350 women, and that crowds the women's pods all the time, and so we can't just move them out. The other wards in the jail aren't set up for women.
Right.
And so, you know, we're trying to figure out how to deal with that a little bit better. We've got some pretty aggressive pretrial release pieces that we're putting together with the judiciary. And I think all that's having an impact. This new budget year is going to add a couple more people to pretrial release. We're hoping to do that. The whole point is to try and drive those numbers down so that, A, it makes it safer for staff to work in there, and, B, it lowers the the overall cost of it. It takes to run the jail.
And interesting that you're seeing such a jump in female inmates.
Yeah, you know, it's just, and we're not real sure what's driving that. It appears that there's a fairly significant number that are being jailed on drug charges, which creates other problems. We find that a lot of times that's where our smuggling issues come from. So we're getting ready to deploy a drug sniffing dog into the facility.
At the jail.
At the jail full time. Wow. So. We're going to have a dog working in the jail full time. A lot of other facilities use them in the jail.
Right.
And so we're hoping that will help curtail some of that. We already have an X-ray machine, a secure pass X-ray machine.
Okay.
It works fairly well. Sometimes it doesn't work as well as we would like to. There's a lot of different ways to hide the drugs that they smuggle in. And we're hoping that the dog will find them a little easier once inside the facility.
And of course, training the dogs now, I mean, you have to train them for so many different, to detect so many different types of drugs, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, even cell phones, people are figuring out ways to smuggle in cell phones into facilities. And so they train dogs to actually sniff out the batteries, which is really kind of interesting.
Wow.
So don't know if we'll go quite that far, but we're going to take some aggressive steps to stop the problem. And we'll see how it goes. We'll look back at this in a few months and see how it goes.
Perfect. Well, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder, thanks for coming in
thanks
this morning.
For having
the update.
Me, Renee. Thank you.
And we'll see you in about a month.
Sounds good.
It is 7:52 now at KRDO's Morning News.